This is side five of Through the Year with Pope Francis, Daily Reflections. Continuing on page 133, your reader for this side is Jerry Hill. These are the selections for the month of May. May 1st, titled, Work Fills Us with Dignity, on the occasion of the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. Work is part of God's loving plan. We are called to cultivate and care for all the goods of creation, and in this way, share in the work of creation. Work is fundamental to the dignity of a person. Work, to use a metaphor, anoints us with dignity, fills us with dignity, makes us similar to God, who has worked and still works, who always acts. It gives one the ability to maintain oneself, one's family, to contribute to the growth of one's own nation. Given to the general audience on May 1st, 2013. Here is a reflection from the editor. How does work bring meaning to your life? Where in your work can you find God? Reflect on how you can grow closer to God through the people you work with and the job that you do. For May 2nd, titled, Free for Goodness. First of all, be free people. What do I mean? Freedom means being able to think about what we do, being able to assess what is good and what is bad. These are the types of conduct that lead to development. It means always opting for the good. Let us be free for goodness. And in this, do not be afraid to go against the tide, even if it is not easy. Always being free to choose goodness is demanding, but it will make you into people with a backbone who can face life, people with courage and patience. This is from an address given to the students of the Jesuit schools of Italy and Albania on June 6, 2013. A reflection. Are you free to make the right choices in life, despite the culture? Where do you need to have a stronger backbone? For May 3rd, titled, Help My Unbelief. Maybe someone among us here is thinking, my sin is so great, I am as far from God as the younger son in the parable. My unbelief is like that of Thomas. I don't have the courage to go back, to believe that God can welcome me and that he is waiting for me, of all people. But God is indeed waiting for you. He asks of you only the courage to go to him. A homily given on Divine Mercy Sunday, April 7th, 2013. A reflection. Speak to God about your sins and doubts. Be honest with him about how you think and feel. Do not be afraid. Pray like the Father in Mark's Gospel. I believe. Help my unbelief. From Mark chapter 9, verse 24. May 4. The sheep know the shepherd. The sheep know the voice of their shepherd and recognize who he is. They know who the shepherd is and they know who is not. They know who is a mercenary. They know who, when the wolf comes, is going to defend them and who's going to take off. They know this. For this reason, Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. From John, chapter 10, verse 27. From a homily titled, Only Love Can Save Us, on August 4, 2006. A reflection. What voices do you trust? How do the opinions of others affect the way you live? Take some time to place your trust in Jesus' voice. Let His voice in the Gospels be the strongest voice in your life. May 5th, titled, Strong, Safe, and Sound. The risen Lord is the hope that never fails, that never disappoints. Hope does not let us down. The hope of the Lord. How often in our life do hopes vanish? How often do the expectations we have in our heart come to nothing? Our hope as Christians is strong, safe, and sound on this earth, where God has called us to walk, and it is open to eternity because it is founded on God, who is always faithful. We must not forget, God is always faithful to us. Given to a general audience on April 10th, 2013. A reflection. In the past, what hopes have disappointed you? How is hope in Jesus different? How can this perspective change the way you live? May 6th, titled, Everything is Different. You see how faith accomplishes a revolution in us, one which we can call Copernican. It removes us from the center and puts God at the center. Faith immerses us in His love and gives us security, strength, and hope. Seemingly, nothing has changed. Yet, in the depths of our being, everything is different. With God, peace, consolation, gentleness, courage, serenity, and joy, which are all fruits of the Holy Spirit, find a home in our heart, then our very being is transformed. Our way of thinking and acting is made new. It becomes Jesus' own, God's own, way of thinking and acting. Dear friends, faith is revolutionary, and today I ask you, are you open to entering into this revolutionary wave of faith? Only by entering into this wave will your lives make sense and so be fruitful. An address given on World Youth Day, July 25th, 2013. A reflection. Have you put God at the very center of your life? Are you open to this revolutionary wave of faith? If you have put God at the center, what fruit does He bear in your life? May 7, titled, God of Today. Jesus no longer belongs to the past, but lives in the present and is projected toward the future. Jesus is the everlasting today of God. Given at a homily on the Easter Vigil, March 30th, 2013. A reflection. What does it mean to live in the present with God? How is He calling you to love Him today? What can you do today to remain close to Him in the future? May 8th, titled, Ready to Embrace Us. God is patient with us because He loves us, and those who love are able to understand, to hope, to inspire confidence. They do not give up. They do not burn bridges. They are able to forgive. Let us remember this in our lives as Christians. God always waits for us, even when we have left Him behind. He is never far from us. And if we return to Him, He is ready to embrace us. A homily given on Divine Mercy Sunday, April 7th, 2013. A reflection. In the silence of your heart, recollect that God is very near to you. In what ways is He asking you to return to Him? May 9th, titled, With His Flesh. When Jesus healed a sick man, He was not only a healer. When He taught people, let us think of the Beatitudes, He was not only a catechist, a preacher of morals. When He remonstrated against the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, He was not a revolutionary who wanted to drive out the Romans. No, these things that Jesus did, healing, teaching, and speaking out against hypocrisy, were only a sign of something greater that Jesus was doing. He was forgiving sins. Everything else, healing, teaching, reprimands, are only signs of that deeper miracle, which is the recreation of the world. Thus, reconciliation is the recreation of the world, and the most profound mission of Jesus is the redemption of all of us sinners. And Jesus did not do this with words, with actions, or by walking on the road. No, He did it with His flesh. It is truly He, God, who becomes one of us, a man, to heal us from within. A homily on Domus Sancte Marthae, July 4th, 2013. A reflection. Sin leaves us wounded, but Jesus has the power to recreate our hearts through the forgiveness of sins. He doesn't forgive us from far away. He is not distant. He is near you now and wants you to draw closer to Him to be healed. How will you respond? May 10th, titled, Is It Possible to Walk the Path of Peace? And at this point, I ask myself, is it possible to walk the path of peace? Can we get out of this spiral of sorrow and death? Can we learn once again to walk and live in the ways of peace? Invoking the help of God under the maternal gaze of the Salus Populi Romani, Queen of Peace, I say, yes, it is possible for everyone, from every corner of the world tonight. I would like to hear us cry out, yes, it is possible for everyone. Or even better, I would like for each one of us, from the least to the greatest, including those called to govern nations, to respond, yes, we want it. My Christian faith urges me to look to the cross. How I wish that all men and women of good will would look to the cross, if only for a moment. There we can see God's reply. Violence is not answered with violence. Death is not answered with the language of death. From the Vigil of Prayer for Peace, September 7th, 2013. A reflection. In light of Christ's example on the cross, how can you respond to the violence and evil around us? May 11th. Our Lady is the one who knows everything. Think about it. When we are too self-confident, we are more fragile, much more fragile. Always with the Lord, with the Lord. And when we say, with the Lord, we mean with the Eucharist, with the Bible, with prayer, but also with the family, with our mother, also with her, because she is the one who brings us to the Lord. She is the mother. She is the one who knows everything. An address at the Vigil of Pentecost with the Ecclesial Movements on May 18th, 2013. a reflection. Take some time to reflect in gratitude on what you have been given from your own mother and from others who have cared for you. How can this perspective give you humility? How can this humility open you to more growth with the Lord? May 12th, titled, Never Tire. I would like to make an appeal to those in possession of greater resources, to public authorities, and to all people of goodwill who are working for social justice. Never tire of working for a more just world, marked by greater solidarity. No one can remain insensitive to the inequalities that persist in the world. Everybody, according to his or her particular opportunities and responsibilities, should be able to make a personal contribution to putting an end to so many social injustices. An address on World Youth Day, July 25th of 2013. A reflection. What opportunities and responsibilities do you have to make a personal contribution to overcoming social injustices? What can you do in your community and in your situation? May 13th, titled, Called by Name. On the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Dear brothers and sisters, God calls us by name and surname, each one of us, to proclaim the gospel and to promote the culture of encounter with joy. The Virgin Mary is our exemplar. Watch over me, Mother, when I am disoriented, and lead me by the hand. May you spur us on to meet our many brothers and sisters who are on the outskirts, who are hungry for God, but have no one to proclaim him. From a homily on World Youth Day, July 27th, 2013. A reflection. God is calling you by name to be a missionary in your everyday life. With the gifts he has given you, where is he calling you to proclaim the gospel? May 14th, titled, Simple People, on the Feast of St. Matthias. Let us not forget that the apostles were simple people. They were neither scribes nor doctors of the law, nor did they belong to the class of priests. With their limitations and with the authorities against them, how did they manage to fill Jerusalem with their teaching? It is clear that only the presence with them of the risen Lord and the action of the Holy Spirit can explain this fact. From an address on April 14th, 2013. A reflection. Throughout Scripture and the history of the Church, the Lord uses the lowly, the insignificant, and the sinful for his plans. Ask God to help you overcome your limitations and weaknesses so that you can serve him freely and confidently. May 15th, titled, He Never Disappoints Anyone. The cross of Christ contains all the love of God. There we find his immeasurable mercy. This is a love in which we can place all our trust, in which we can believe. Let us entrust ourselves to Jesus. Let us give ourselves over to him, because he never disappoints anyone. Only in Christ crucified and risen can we find salvation and redemption. From an address on World Youth Day, The Way of the Cross, July 26, 2013. A reflection. Take a moment to entrust your life to Jesus in the depths of your heart. Think about the times you trust money, relationships, or power more than Him. Give those temptations over to the Lord. May 16th, not a terminal treatment. Christian life is not a terminal treatment to keep us quiet until we go to heaven. Christian peace is a restive, not a torpid peace. It impels us, and this is the beginning, the root of the apostolic zeal. The love of Christ possesses us, impels us, urges us on with the emotion we feel when we see that God loves us. From a homily on June 15th, 2013. A reflection. What emotions do you feel when you consider God's love for you? What role do your emotions play in enlivening your faith and making you a more proactive witness? If you feel little of His love or are burdened and weary, ask God to console you. May 17th. Unreserved readiness. We are called to open ourselves more and more to the action of the Holy Spirit, to offer our unreserved readiness to be instruments of God's mercy, of His tenderness, of His love for every man and every woman, and especially for the poor, the outcast, and those who are distant. From an address on May 17th, 2013. A reflection. What does it mean for you to open yourself more and more to the action of the Holy Spirit? How can you develop a heart of unreserved readiness? Ask Jesus to help you understand His mercy and give it to others. May 18th. Trust in God's work. There are no difficulties, trials, or misunderstandings to fear, provided we remain united to God as branches to the vine, provided we do not lose our friendship with Him, provided we make ever more room for Him in our lives. This is especially so whenever we feel poor, weak, and sinful, because God grants strength to our weakness, riches to our poverty, conversion and forgiveness to our sinfulness. The Lord is so rich in mercy. Every time, if we go to Him, He forgives us. Let us trust in God's work. From a homily at the Holy Mass of Confirmation, April 28, 2013. A reflection. Think about the last time you faced a trial or difficulty. What can you do to unite yourself more to Jesus next time one appears? May 19th, titled, The Culture of the Temporary. I heard a seminarian, a good seminarian, who said that he wanted to serve Christ for 10 years, and then he would think about starting a different life. This is dangerous. However, listen carefully. We are all, even the older people among us, we too are under pressure from this culture of the temporary. And this is dangerous because one does not put one's stakes on life once and for all. I marry as long as love lasts. I become a woman religious, but only for a little while, a short time, and then I shall see. I become a seminarian in order to become a priest, but I don't know how the story will end. This is not right with Jesus. I am not reproaching you. I reproach this culture of the temporary, which hits us all since it does us no good, because it is very hard today to make a definitive decision. An address to seminarians and novices, July 6, 2013. A reflection. Where do you see the culture of the temporary in others around you? Where do you see it in yourself? In what specific ways could this attitude undermine your commitments? May 20th. Titled, How Do You Live the Eucharist? The Eucharist is the sacrament of communion that brings us out of individualism so that we may follow Him together, living out our faith in Him. Therefore, we should all ask ourselves before the Lord, how do I live the Eucharist? Do I live it anonymously or as a moment of true communion with the Lord and also with all the brothers and sisters who share this same banquet? From a homily on May 30th of 2013. A reflection. Take some time to meditate on Pope Francis' questions. May 21st. Titled, The Very Flesh of Christ. We cannot become starched Christians, those over-educated Christians who speak of theological matters as they calmly sip their tea. No, we must become courageous Christians and go in search of the people who are the very flesh of Christ, those who are the flesh of Christ. From an address on the Vigil of Pentecost with the Ecclesial Movements, May 18th, 2013. A reflection. When have you behaved like a starched Christian? When have you avoided others or kept your distance from them? Make time this week to greet and talk with those you encounter. May 22nd, titled, Rampant Capitalism. We must recover the whole sense of gift, of gratuitousness, of solidarity. Rampant capitalism has taught the logic of profit at all costs, of giving to get, of exploitation without looking at the person, and we see the results in the crisis we are experiencing. From an address on May 21st, 2013. A reflection. How can you love others this week without asking for anything in return? May 23rd, titled, Especially You and I. Every Christian, and especially you and I, is called to be a bearer of this message of hope that gives serenity and joy, God's consolation, His tenderness toward all. But if we first experience the joy of being consoled by Him, of being loved by Him, then we can bring that joy to others. This is important if our mission is to be fruitful, to feel God's consolation and to pass it on to others. From a homily on June 29, 2013. A reflection. Have you felt the consolation of the Lord? Plan to go on a retreat to help you find or renew the joy of being loved by Him. May 24th. Titled, A Flame That Grows Stronger. You have been able to enjoy the wonderful experience of meeting Jesus, but the experience of this encounter must not remain locked up in your life or in the small group of your parish, your movement, or your community. That would be like withholding oxygen from a flame that was burning strongly. Faith is a flame that grows stronger the more it is shared and passed on so that everyone may know, love, and confess Jesus Christ, the Lord of life and history. From a homily on World Youth Day at the closing Mass, July 28, 2013. Reflection. Think about the times that you shared your faith with others. How did your faith grow in this process? Who can you share the faith with this week? May 25th, titled, A New Song. The opening words of the psalm that we proclaimed are, Sing to the Lord a new song. What is this new song? It does not consist of words, it is not a melody, it is the song of your life. It is allowing our life to be identified with that of Jesus. It is sharing his sentiments, his thoughts, his actions. And the life of Jesus is a life for others. The life of Jesus is a life for others. It is a life of service. From a homily on World Youth Day. Closing Mass, July 28, 2013. A reflection. What is the song of your life? Do you need to change your tune? May 26th. Titled, His Voice Warms My Heart. However, Jesus at a certain point said, My Father, who has given them to me, referring to his sheep. This is very important. It is a profound mystery, far from easy to understand. If I feel drawn to Jesus, if his voice warms my heart, it is thanks to God the Father, who has sown within me the desire for love, for truth, for life, for beauty. And Jesus is all this in fullness. From an address on the April 21st, 2013. A reflection. Recall your journey with the Lord and the faith that he has sown within you. Take time to thank God for his grace. Ask him how you can use these gifts for his glory. May 27th, titled, Living as a Gift. Jesus says something remarkable to us. He says, Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Love always takes this path, to give one's life, to live life as a gift to be given, not a treasure to be stored away. And Jesus lived it in this manner, as a gift. And if we live life as a gift, we do what Jesus wanted. I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. From a homily on May 14th of 2013. A reflection. How is God asking you to lay down your life for others today? May 28th. Is it Jesus or the devil? It is true that the devil, and St. Paul says so, very often comes dressed up as an angel of light. He likes to imitate the light of Jesus. He makes himself good and speaks to us like that, calmly, just as Jesus spoke after fasting in the wilderness. Work this miracle. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from the temple. We should ask the Lord insistently for the wisdom of discernment in order to recognize when it is Jesus who gives us light and when it is the devil himself, disguised as an angel of light. Many believe they live in light, but they are in darkness and are unaware of it. If we are meek in our inner light, we are gentle people. We hear the voice of Jesus in our heart and look fearlessly at the cross in the light of Jesus. We must always make the distinction. Where Jesus is, there is always humility, meekness, love, and the cross. From a homily on September 3rd, 2013. A reflection. What decisions have you made lately? Where do you turn for help when making decisions? Examine your choices in light of Pope Francis' criteria of humility, meekness, love, and the cross. May 29th, titled, A Roped Guide. The ascension of Jesus into heaven acquaints us with this deeply consoling reality on our journey. In Christ, true God and true man, our humanity was taken to God. Christ opened the path to us. He is like a roped guide climbing a mountain, who, on reaching the summit, pulls us up to him. and leads us to God. If we entrust our life to Him, if we let ourselves be guided by Him, we are certain to be in safe hands, in the hands of our Savior, of our Advocate. From a general audience on April 17, 2013. A reflection. In what ways is Jesus calling you to follow His path and example? What difficulties have you encountered? What people can help you along the way? May 30th. Titled, People Who Have Been Raised from the Dead. Dear brothers and sisters, let us point out the risen Christ to those who ask us to account for the hope that is in us. Let us point Him out with the proclamation of the Word, but above all with our lives as people who have been raised. Let us show the joy of being children of God, the freedom that living in Christ gives us, which is true freedom, the freedom that saves us from the slavery of evil, of sin, and of death. From a general audience, April 10th, 2013. A reflection. Think of some specific times when Jesus freed you from evil and sin. How can you continue to enjoy that freedom in your life this week? May 31st. Title, She Did Not Wait. On the occasion of the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Lady, as soon as she had heard the news that she was to be the mother of Jesus and the announcement that her cousin Elizabeth was expecting a child, the Gospel says, she went to her in haste. She did not wait. She did not say, But now I am with child, I must take care of my health. My cousin is bound to have friends who can care for her. And Our Lady is always like this. She is our mother, who always hurries to us whenever we are in need. From a homily on May 26, 2013. A reflection. Pray to Mary when you are in need. Learn to trust in her intercession. She will run to your aid in haste. This is the end of Side 5, continuing on Side 6.